We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to the NBA and really all sports picking back up and just curious to see what it looks like.
Well, Brian, before we get to the actual basketball, how concerned are you about the Nuggets facility being shut down? We've heard that a few of the Nets play. Like, are the Nets going to have enough players to play? Or is this concerning for you, what we're hearing from those two teams?
So I'm concerned that this thing will end. In 2020, we'll have an NBA champion. I'm not confident that we're going to get all the way through. It does seem like the NBA is doing whatever it can to stay away from the coronavirus. I'm not sure that we can stay away from this thing. I think it's a matter of, can we manage it? And if you go down to Orlando, and I wonder, like, the pressure that Adam Silver is under, how many guys have to get it before you call it off? Because we saw what happened in March. One guy got it, and all hell broke loose. Everyone's scrambling. Got people running on the floor saying, we have to stop now. Well, I'd be shocked if one guy doesn't get it. And I just wonder what that number is for the NBA to finally say, like, man, we tried, but this is a really bad idea. We're going to have to shut this thing down.
Brian, do you think there's any Monday morning quarterbacking going on about the selection of Orlando? I know that this thing is kind of unmanageable and no one knows where it's going. But Florida and Governor DeSantis was pretty upfront that, like, we really don't think this is that big of a deal, and we're not really interested in shutting down, and spring breakers, come on down, and we've got an elderly population higher than most states, but I think we're going to be okay. Like, that's kind of been how they've handled it, and yet the NBA decided to cast its entire lot in Florida.
Well, it's controllable. You have multiple sites, multiple hotels. You can, because the relationship between ESPN, Disney, ABC, and the NBA, this is a group that would do it. So I kind of feel like if they were going to create a bubble, Orlando was the place to do that. Initially, they were having talks of two bubbles, one in Vegas, who obviously has a ton of hotels as well, the other one down in Orlando. And it just made more sense for everyone to be in one location, because if you're an NBA executive, you can't jump around and go to two different places. So I get it. Like, Florida opened up, and I know cases are surging and all those things, but that's I think the NBA feels that they can control because of their relationship with Disney/ESPN.
NBA, Radio.com NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine joining us. Inside Access, Jason Lockenfor, Ken Wyman. How concerned are you about guys staying in the bubble? Like, I was just reading something earlier. Stephen A. Smith, who, you think of him what you will, but he's a big-time NBA guy. I think the quote was, he's not confident that these guys are willing to go without sex for that long. So, yeah.
That has been brought up.
Yeah. So, guys staying in the bubble, are you concerned about that?
So, I'd be concerned about the teams that aren't really championship-caliber teams. But, this is a great opportunity for teams to sort of steal a championship. If you're LeBron and you're playing for your legacy, this will mean a lot. If you're Giannis and you're the Milwaukee Bucks, and if some guy sneaks out and you end up losing that guy, and the difference between winning a championship and losing a championship could be one of your teammates. So I'm really curious, but more than any of that, I'm curious about the play. What does the NBA look like when they go dry? I mean, you're talking, I'm not sure how much alcohol is going to be there. I'm not sure how much womanizing is going to be there. Like, does the game go to a whole new level, or are the players like all struggle? I'm just wondering, what does the game look like? I know one guy, James Harden, he's going to be a beast. He's probably going to average 60. Because I heard that he's in the strip clubs every night, so there's going to be no strip clubs in Orlando. So it's going to be really interesting. And that adds to it, right? No fans, one location, and then now guys going dry and figuring out how they're going to survive the next 4 months.
Well, and that I was going to ask you this question, which I asked you last week. I was just going to frame it a little differently because this week in COVID, things are always a little bit different. Do you think because of some of that, Brian, that a couple of these guys might get there for a game or two, realize there's no jam here, there's no electricity, I feel like I'm playing in a high school gym, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what, I had enough, man. I'm here for 2 weeks, couple of games. I don't need to be here for 3 months. I'm out.
Yeah, I think that will happen. I just don't see that happening with the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, and Toronto, probably Boston. It depends on Philly. But any team that has a chance to win it, I think that guys would just make the sacrifice. This would be the greatest sacrifice, you know, guys would ever make for, you know, their team and winning a championship. So, but, you know, if you want to throw in Orlando, the Nets, Wizards, Phoenix, like all those other teams, maybe. And a lot of those teams are going to lose in the first round anyway. So, you know, that they're only going to have to be down there for, you know, about 4 weeks. But I'm wondering what the end result is. Okay, before they get on that plane, is it 30 guys that don't go? And then once they get there, is it 30 guys that check out? Well, there's still, you know, right, a bunch of other guys that want to be there. So I do think there'll be some deflectors, as we can call them.
I did hear, Brian, and we're talking to Radio.com NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. It's Inside Access, Jason Lockenford, Ken Wyman. I saw on ESPN this morning they were talking to Malika Andrews, who's already down there preparing for the covering in the bubble. And she said they're getting tested, I guess, every day. That it's a swab deep inside each nostril. They get the here's the good news. They get the results back in 12 hours, so they're not waiting that long. But it's kind of invasive. Have you seen that process? How many of these guys are going to be thrilled about getting a swab stuck deep up their nose?
So I hear that you have to get it one time, and then the subsequent tests are not the deep nasal swabs. And go on YouTube. It's nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the movie Total Recall where he pulls out the tracking device.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard it just one time. The deep nasal swab is once when they first get there, and then they could do it a lot quicker, you know, and they don't have to go, you know, all the way up into the brain, I guess you want to call it. But, yeah, I mean, listen, guys aren't going to be happy about it, but it's one of those things where it is what it is. If winning a championship is a priority, then these are the things that you have to do. Like I said, it's a lot of sacrifice for your team and for some individuals.
So Kenny's theory for a while now has been, and he sort of pointed to it a little bit a few minutes ago in his questioning, that LeBron is just going to be this galvanizing force, and because he's – you know, obviously fighting.
He's going to wear a badge at night too, to
right,
keep people
his,
from leaving.
Right, he's going to regulate. He's going to be doing room checks, making sure nobody's sneaking out, getting in any trouble, making sure everybody's getting swabbed when they're supposed to. That he's so driven to sort of protect his legacy and continue his assault on the record books that makes the Lakers the team to beat. Are you of that mindset?
I do agree that LeBron is taking it to a whole new level. I heard that LeBron had his guys getting together and practicing, or, you know, just getting together playing pickup basketball before all this stuff, like before it was allowed. So I know that he's going to new levels to make sure that he has an opportunity to win another championship. But I think like the Bucks should do the same thing. I think Toronto Raptors would do the same thing. I think there's a lot of teams that would do that. I think more than, I just wonder. Like as much as he could do room checks and make sure no one's going out and doing all this stuff, I wonder how much control like he really has, and how can they keep the coronavirus out of this bubble? If they can, it'd be an interesting experiment with the coronavirus escalating all over around them in Florida.
but for them to, and when employees come in and out, you know, like those employees, they go home, they go to bars, they go to clubs, they go to beaches, and then, you know, they'll come to work the next day. So it'll be really interesting if they can keep this virus outside of the bubble. And then when it does get into the bubble, if it does, you know, how fast does it spread? Does it, you know, go from 1 to 5 to 20 to 50 to 100, and the next thing you know, we don't have a season.
Brian Scalabrine, before we let you go, I don't know if everybody's aware, but I know this, but you are the White Mamba. Where did that come from? Did you name yourself the White Mamba? For people who don't know, where did that come from?
Yeah, so when Kobe came out with a commercial, I don't know if you guys remember, it looked like he jumped over a car.
Yeah.
And it was like the Black Mamba shoes, right? And I wore Kobe's because I think they're the best shoes and they were comfortable and all this stuff. So I was like, oh, man, this is a great opportunity. I went to Nike ID. I made myself a pair of Kobe's. And when I walked by Stacey King, who does the analyst for the Chicago Bulls, I threw them down on the card table. Nike just sent me my White Mamba 1.0s. And just like, you know, messing around, right? Just joking around. So the next day, we play a game, and we blew the team out, so I got a chance to play a bunch, because that's when I usually played when we blew people out. And he went nuts. He called me the White Mamba right then. And then by the time I got back to Chicago off the road trip, White Mamba fat heads, White Mamba T-shirts, and then I've been the White Mamba ever since.
Hey, there's worse ways to go, man.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't give yourself a nickname. And I think I didn't give that much. I just kind of – you know how people do that stuff? Oh, yeah,
yeah.
My new signature shoes, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I just threw that down there real quick, and he ran with it, and I've been milking that ever since.
Hey, not to talk out of school, but Kobe gave himself the Mamba nickname. So I guess if you're a certain level, you can give yourself a nickname.
Yeah. I mean, when you're that good, and the world. But by the way, I heard now that the Black Mamba is not the world's most deadliest snake. It's the third most deadliest snake, which I don't know, man. I think they should have done some marketing on that. Like, this is all according to National Geographic. This is not
this is their real house.
Like,
I mean,
National Geographic called the Black Mamba the third most deadliest snake. I'm just saying. And then the White Mamba was somewhere in the 3,000.
Okay.
It's very dormant. It doesn't do much.
Is there a purple Mamba? Is there a whole rainbow of Mambas? I had no idea.
I don't know. I know, like, the White Mamba doesn't even come out that much, so you get sunburned and stuff like that. I do know that.
Brian Scalabrine, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine, co-host of Scal and Pals, an All-NBA podcast. Subscribe to Scal and Pals today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.